Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, September 4th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of health, fitness, and wellness news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. U.S. survey finds salt substitutes rarely used by people with high blood pressure. A recent study found that despite being effective in lowering sodium intake and managing blood pressure, salt substitutes are rarely used by people with high blood pressure. Researchers suggest increasing awareness of salt substitutes as a strategy to help treat high blood pressure, especially for those with difficult-to-treat cases. The analysis, presented at the American Heart Association's Hypertension Scientific Sessions 2025, revealed that less than 6% of U.S. adults use salt substitutes. The study emphasized the importance of discussing the use of salt substitutes with healthcare professionals, highlighting an opportunity to improve blood pressure management in the U.S.
Deaths from high blood pressure-related kidney disease up nearly 50% in the past 25 years. Research presented at the American Heart Association's Hypertension Scientific Sessions 2025 reveals a concerning 48% increase in death rates from hypertensive kidney disease in the U.S. over the past 25 years. Variations persist among demographic groups, with Black individuals experiencing the highest death rates, followed by Hispanic individuals. Men are more affected than women, and Southern states show the highest death rates. These findings underscore the critical need for improved screening and management of high blood pressure to mitigate the risk of hypertensive kidney disease, particularly in communities at higher risk.
Devonshire's fitness specialists offer a personalized approach to well-being. Devonshire, the Erickson Senior Living Community at PGA National in Palm Beach Gardens, FLA, offers a personalized approach to well-being through their fitness specialists. With a state-of-the-art fitness center and outdoor swimming pool, community members like Tony Goodman enjoy opportunities for physical fitness and socialization. Fitness experts Deborah Mazda and Remy Harwood provide one-on-one training and group classes to help seniors stay strong and engaged. The fitness center offers top-notch equipment and orientations are available for newcomers. Popular group classes like Pilates circles cater to seniors' abilities and focus on cardiovascular, strength training, yoga, and stretching. Thanks to the personalized instruction and variety of classes, community members at Devonshire continue to enjoy an active lifestyle with far-reaching results. To learn more about independent senior living at Devonshire, request a free brochure for details on amenities and floor plans. Brook.ai empowers rural clinics to improve HEDIS scores with remote care innovation. Brook.ai is empowering rural clinics to improve HEDIS scores with their comprehensive remote care platform. By combining remote patient monitoring technology with dedicated care teams, Brook.ai helps healthcare providers in rural areas consistently hit crucial quality measures and secure incentive payments. The platform goes beyond traditional remote monitoring by integrating AI-powered patient engagement with human care coordination to ensure patients receive preventive care, complete necessary screenings, and maintain medication adherence. This is particularly valuable for rural providers participating in value-based care models, as seen with University of Buffalo medical doctors' experience. Brook.ai's platform has been instrumental in maintaining audit-ready HEDIS compliance and closing care gaps, ultimately lightening the administrative load on clinical teams and improving patient care. Biomed News Breaks, Clean Ink, presents preclinical data showing CNM-AO8 improves cellular health in Parkinson's disease model. Clean Ink, a late clinical stage biopharmaceutical company, presented new preclinical data showing CNM-AO8 improved mitochondrial function, reduced inflammation, and restored cellular metabolism in a Parkinson's disease model. The findings, shared at the Michael J. Fox Foundation meeting in New York City, highlighted CNM-AO8's potential as a neuroprotective therapy for PD. The study, conducted in collaboration with the Salk Institute and supported by MJFF funding, demonstrated CNM-AO8 corrected metabolic imbalances, normalized gene expression, and showed a favorable safety profile with no toxicity observed. CNM-AO8 is an investigational therapy that targets mitochondrial function to improve neuronal health. For more information about Clene Inc., visit their website at clene.com.
Q&A with Dr. Callum Potts, reproductive endocrinologist at CCRM Miami. Dr. Callum Potts, founder and medical director of CCRM Fertility of Miami, is a fellowship-trained reproductive endocrinologist and infertility specialist. His expertise includes infertility, IVF, egg freezing, and more. Dr. Potts, a father of twin boys through his own treatment at CCRM, provides compassionate, personalized care. CCRM Miami offers on-site services for continuity of care and faster results. They provide a full range of fertility services, including genetic testing and support resources. Dr. Potts' personal IVF experience shapes his patient care approach, creating a supportive environment. CCRM Aventura aims to bring world-class fertility care to South Florida, helping more families achieve parenthood.
Biomed News Breaks. Solagenix Inc., SNGX, publishes data demonstrating 2-year stability of Thermovax Ebola virus vaccines. Solagenix Inc., a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, has published data demonstrating the 2-year stability of its Thermovax Ebola virus vaccines. The vaccines, developed in collaboration with Dr. Axel Lehrer at the University of Hawaii at Manoa, retained full potency after 2 years of storage at up to 40 degrees Celsius. These thermostable vaccines have shown robust immune responses in animal models with up to 100% protection in non-human primates. Solagenix notes that Thermovax improves global vaccine distribution and pandemic preparedness by eliminating cold chain requirements. To learn more about Solagenix and their innovative vaccine technology, visit their website.
Biomed News Breaks. Oncotelic Therapeutics, OTLC, highlights CEO Dr. Vuong Trieo's impact and clinical pipeline progress. Oncotelic Therapeutics, OTLC, provided an update on its clinical pipeline, highlighting the contributions of CEO Dr. Vuong Trieo. Dr. Trieo, known for his extensive patent portfolio, co-invented Abraxane and sold Sinvelock in billion-dollar deals. His focus on first-in-class treatments for unmet medical needs has driven Oncotelic's progress. The company, focused on oncology and immunotherapy, aims to address high unmet need cancers and rare pediatric indications with innovative therapeutic candidates. Additionally, Oncotelic owns 45% of GMP Bio, a joint venture advancing its own drug pipeline under Dr. Trieo's leadership. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Mark Mikhail, CEO of Olympia and Wesley Pharmaceuticals, named Pharmacist of the Year by the Florida Society of Health System Pharmacists. Mark Mikhail, PharmD, CEO of Olympia and Wesley Pharmaceuticals, has been named Pharmacist of the Year by the Florida Society of Health System Pharmacists for his leadership in advancing compounding and championing patient access. Mikhail's dedication to improving healthcare and expanding access to high-quality medications has made a lasting impact on communities in Florida and beyond. His advocacy for compounding and patient care has set a high standard for the industry, earning him this prestigious award. For more information on Olympia Pharmaceuticals, please visit olympiapharmacy.com. And for more information on Wesley Pharmaceuticals, please visit wesleypharmaceuticals.com.
Solagenix Inc., NGX, advances rare disease treatment with FDA orphan designation. Solagenix Inc., listed on NASDAQ as SNGX, has received FDA orphan drug designation for Duscotide, a treatment for Behçet's disease. The CEO highlighted the significance of this designation, noting the positive phase 2A trial results showing efficacy and safety. The therapy showed clinically meaningful improvements in oral aphthous ulcer healing. This milestone underscores Solagenix's commitment to addressing rare diseases and its reputation as a biopharmaceutical innovator. The FDA's decision follows promising trial results demonstrating biological efficacy and a favorable safety profile. This designation emphasizes the potential of duscatide in treating Behçet's disease.
Biomed News Breaks. 51 Labs Inc. OTC subsidiary publishes landmark primer on oncology real-world evidence. 51 Labs OTC subsidiary 51 AI Labs has released a groundbreaking primer on transportability methods in oncology real-world evidence in the Journal of Comparative Effectiveness Research. Co-authored by CTO Alan Gupta and CEO Paul Arora, the paper demonstrates how advanced statistical and AI-driven frameworks can fill data gaps, hasten health technology assessments, and enhance global access to life-saving treatments. With the oncology RWE market expected to grow from $789 million in 2024 to $3.51 billion by 2035 at a CAGR of 14.7%, this publication highlights 51 Labs' leadership in advancing drug repurposing and treatment access, particularly in rare diseases and underserved regions.
Research uncovers possible way to repair myelin in MS patients. New research published in the journal Cell suggests that targeting the SOCK6 protein could offer a potential way to repair myelin in individuals with multiple sclerosis. The SOCK6 protein plays a role in regulating the maturation of oligodendrocytes, which produce myelin. Companies like Clene Inc. are also working on developing treatments for this purpose. For more information on Clene Inc., visit the company's newsroom. BiomedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, offering a wide range of services to help companies reach their target audiences effectively. Learn more at biomedwire.com. Investor News Breaks, Isotropic Corporation, CEO IZOZF, 1R3 CEO, featured on IBN's BiomedWire podcast. Isotropic Corporation, a medical device company developing the IsoView breast CT imaging system, was featured on IBN's BiomedWire podcast. CEO Robert Thass discussed the company's mission to improve early breast cancer detection, highlighting IsoView's ability to identify cancers as small as 2 millimeters. Thass also outlined Isotropic's intellectual property portfolio, AI-driven advancements, competitive outlook, and commercialization strategy in Europe and the U.S. The company could be a takeover target as demand for innovative breast imaging solutions grows. For more information, visit Isotropic Corporation's website at isocorp.com and review its profile on SEDAR at sedarplus.ca. Investor News Breaks. Branded Legacy Inc., OTC, BLEG, subsidiary acquires 22,000 square foot facility to advance addiction treatment solutions. Branded Legacy Inc., BLEG, has announced that its subsidiary, BioLegacy Evaluative Group, has acquired a 22,000-square-foot facility in Vancouver, Canada. The new GMP-compliant facility will serve as a laboratory and manufacturing hub for addiction treatment solutions. Located in the heart of Vancouver's drug crisis, the site will enable BioLegacy to work directly with affected populations. The company aims to develop safe products to counteract hazardous substances. This move aligns with Branded Legacy's focus on health and wellness, offering innovative solutions to combat addiction and support recovery. For more information, visit Branded Legacy's website at brandedlegacy.com. Biomed News Breaks. Nutriband Inc., NTRB, secures $5.3 million from warrant exercises to advance a versafentanil NDA. Nutriband Inc., a company developing abuse-deterrent pharmaceutical products, has secured $5.3 million from warrant exercises to advance the versafentanil NDA. The funds will support the remaining clinical development of versafentanil and submission of its new drug application with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Versafentanil, potentially the world's first opioid patch with abuse-deterrent properties, is projected to reach annual U.S. sales of $80 million to $200 million, according to a 2022 Health Advances Market Analysis report.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io, We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.